Lech Lecha is oneness. Come on, Lech Lecha is one nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, one of ten nisyonos. Lech Lecha. What does the word nisyonos mean?
Tribulation, struggle.
What happened to Yaakov? Well, there you are. Who is this, Aaron?
Who
is this there?
I sit right there.
Who is this there? Okay. Anyway, what does Nisyonos mean?
Tribulation.
Struggles. What? Struggles. It's a test. Nisyonos is a test. What makes something a test? It's very hard. Right? Dove Taxer took a test this week, and it was a Nisyon. What?
It was.
It was a big Nisyon. What happens if the teacher would come over to you before a day before a test and said, listen, I'm giving you a test, but it's open book, and you're going to get 100. Don't worry about it. Is that a Nisyon? No? Here we got Avram's real big Nisyon, Lech Lecha. V'yom Hashem Avram, Lech Lecha, Ma'arzecha, Ma'moradetcha, Ma'beisavicha, Erot Shereka. Big test. Leave your hometown. But it's not a hard test. You're getting 100. Vaska Gadol, I'm going to make you into a great nation, Vavarka, and I'll bless you, Vagadol Shemach, and you have a great name, Vayabracha, and you'll be a millionaire. That's a test. That's the teacher coming over to you and says, don't worry, you'll get 100. What's the test? How could Pasuk Aleph be a test when you have Pasuk Beis?
Does
Rebbe
really want a seminary
answer? No. But maybe later, but right now. But that's the question. What makes this into a test? Okay. That's one question. Yes?
What was the answer to the last people?
But not right now. Not right now, okay? After the war, Avram meets Malki Tzedek Mel Shalom. And the Torah introduces us to Malki Tzedek. Who is Malki Tzedek, by the way?
Shame.
Umalki, that's Perik Yudalit Pasuk Yud Ches. Umalki Tzedek, Melech Shalom, and Malki Tzedek, the king of Shalom, which is Yerushalayim, Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin, he brought out bread and wine to Avram. Vu Kohen Lel Elyon. And he's a Kohen. Is the Pasuk in the right order? If you would say this Pasuk, how would you say it? First you tell us who Malki Tzedek is. Vu Malki Tzedek Mel Shalom. Vu Kohen. Gave out Lechem V'Yayin. Malki Tzedek Mel Yerushalayim brought food, water, and bread and water. And by the way, he's a Kohen. That's not the way you would say it. Why did the Torah do it this way? Break it up in the middle. He's a Melech, and he gave bread and water, and he's a Kohen. Why do it that way? Hard question. Come in. What?
He was just being in the
chest. Oh. Okay. Okay. The next one is, I always remember what pasuk it is. It's tutu. Okay, tutu? Yeah. Tutu, tutu. I think I asked this question last year, but I don't know if I gave you the answer last year. Hashem says to Avram, Va'ata tavay ala v'sacha b'shalom. And you will come to your father Bishalom, and you come to your father Bishalom, to cover b'sei v'tova. So, and you'll die at the right time. What does va'ata tovel v'secha b'shalom mean? Means you'll die and you'll meet your father and everything will be fine. But where is Avram's father? Up there, Terach. the guy who had the Avodah Zarah store. Where is he? So you can't say you're going to meet your father B'Shalom. Avram's not going to meet his father up there. They're in different neighborhoods. Okay? But who asked this question? Rashi. Rashi asked this question. Tutu. Rashi asked this question. Elo v'secha, aviv avodah zarahu, uvasa shavalav. His father was avodah zarah, and he's telling him that he'll come to him? He's coming to his neighborhood? Ramdacha sha'asa terech tshuva. This pasuk is teaching us the terech tshuva. Terech tshuva. So there's a famous question on this. I probably told you, but it's a famous question. The Gemara says that if a tzaddik dies and he goes to Olam Haba, if his father is in Gehenim, his father also goes to Olam Haba. Because what type of Olam Haba is it when you're sitting in Olam Haba and your father's in Gehenim? You can't enjoy Olam Haba when your father's in Gehenim. So in order for you to enjoy Olam Haba, your father also comes to Olam Haba. So therefore, now we have the question. So who said Terech Tshuva? There's no question in this pasuk. Hashem's telling Avram, when you go up there, you'll be with your father. Of course. Because you're tzaddik and you bring your father to Gan Eden. Who says Terech Tshuva? That's the question. That is a simple answer to. Yes. That a tzaddik, as they say in Yiddish, schleps his father into Gan Eden. I forget what he meant, but he schleps his father into Gan Eden. So Avram was schlepped Terach into Gan Eden.
Does Rashi have any rayas that Terach did
Shuva?
Like,
this is the raya.
Oh, that
yeah.
is the raya? Okay.
Yeah. This is it. Just one more question today, just for fun, a fourth one. It says Avram.
Where?
In Perek Yud Zayin, when Avram was told to get a bris, it says that Avram went. He went to ask advice from Aner Eshkol Lamamre. You ever hear about this? Who are Aner Eshkol Lamamre? Avram's best friends. Okay, the Goyim. Under Eshkol Mamre. It says, I forget on what pasuk, but it says he went to ask them advice. In the beginning of the next parasha, it says, Elone Mamre, who should nasal eitzal amila lefikach nigla b'chalko. So he went to Elone Mamre. So it was under Eshkol Mamre. He asked Aner, should I have a bris? And Aaron said, no, you're too old to have a bris. He went to Eshkol, should I have a bris? So he told Avram, no, you're, for some reason, you don't have a bris. He went to Mamre, and Mamre told him, yeah, have a bris. So therefore, he had a bris in Mamre's house. Okay? But the question is, we're talking about Avram Avinu, who passed 10 Yisyonos, who was going to kill his own son, who did everything. Hashem told him, I want you to have a bris. Oh, excuse me, Hashem, I have to ask advice of my Goyish friends. What happened here to Avram suddenly? Suddenly he's asked, everything he's doing, he's killing his son and he's doing everything. But when it comes to bris, oh, let me ask my Goyish friends advice.
Service.
What? Well, what's going on here? That's my other question. It's not in the, it's in the Medrash. Really, it's in the Medrash. See, to me, the parsha of bris is in Lech Lecha. But this is a medrash on the first pasuk in Vayera, really. Okay. Let me talk to Johnny for a minute.
What?
Let me talk to Johnny for a minute. But this is for everybody. You all know so all my pet peeves. One of my biggest pet peeves.
Karbach.
That's way down there. I don't even feed that one. That pet doesn't even get fed. Okay? That's a guy who I helped him out here, and I helped him out. You know, he leaves yeshiva, doesn't say thank you, doesn't say goodbye, nothing. Comes as chasna, doesn't even invite me to his wedding. Like, this non hakar satov is one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, or I'll help them. And then one thing, the kid gets angry at me because I might have said something that wasn't, Rebbe, I hate you. I'm not going to talk to you again the rest of my life. Give me a break. I've done so much for you. Okay, anyway. Whose birthday is today?
Johnny.
Who's smiling?
We have birthday for everybody. This is a goodbye cake for Johnny. I can't go away without a goodbye party.
It's not anyone's birthday, right?
I just imagine Sunday morning, Dove attacks because Rebbe, I got to talk to you. Really, I got to talk, very important. I'm really happy here. I think I'm leaving just because he wants a cake. What?
It's not the worst idea.
It'd be like, oh, yeah, right. He says, don't pull Tom Brady on us. You're not going to get another cake. You got to cut it and everything. Does it say anything? Or it's a,
it says, welcome back.
Bye. That's good.
Bye.
You got to take the help of your wife. You got to. Bye. Bye. That's good. Bye. Okay. Anyway, so what are we doing here? What tell Johnny? Yud gimel gimel. He went to the Negev from Mitzrayim. Avram covered Moab and Mitnim and Kesav Zav. Avram got very rich. Avram was tremendously rich because Melch Mitzrayim gave him everything. He was very rich. And Avram went back the exact same way he came. The exact same way he came, he went back. Menegev ad Beisel. Ad Melcham Asher. Hayasham Aharom Mitchila Ben Besar Ben Ai. He went back Lemasaav, which means the same way he went came. He went back. So Rashi says, what does that mean? The same way. What's that mean? Why you gotta go back the same way? You know, Dr. Rashi. Ve'achamasav Kishchazim Mitzrayim Eretz Canaan. When he went from Mitzrayim to Canaan, back to Canaan, Hayaholach V'ron Bachsanias Shiran Ben Bichrasa Mitzrayim. He slept in the same motels. That's what it means. He went back the same way. He went back the same way because he went to sleep in the same motels. Malama derech eretz. It teaches you derech eretz. Shlo yishan ha'adam machsan yishlo. Don't change hotels. What does that mean? Derech eretz. Don't change hotels. What does that mean? So l'maisa. What does it mean? Avram came, and he was poor. Avram was poor. He came and came to Mitzrayim. He became, and so when he was coming to Mitzrayim, what motels do you think he slept in? Yeah, what's the cheap ones? Motel 6? Motel 6? Red Roof Inn?
Yeah. Rebbe, you said right. Howard Johnson.
Howard. We can't get away from it. We can't get away from it. Get away from it. Roach Motel, you know.
Yeah.
That's where he slept. He comes back all rich. Hey, Avram, you're rich. First class, okay? Stay in Hilton. Stay in the Sheraton. Stay in the Waldorf. What do you have to say in Roach Motel? No, Derek Hertz. When on your way back, stay in the same hotels. What does Rashi mean here? Rashi means these people, they help you out. You came, you're poor. You came to Red Roof Inn. You came to Motel 6. They probably got you put on the bill. They probably gave you a. Hanacha. What's a hanacha? They probably gave you a discount. You know, when you're going back and you're rich, don't let money change your life. Don't let things that happen to you and you feel better now change your life. You have to be the same person. You can't let your ruchnius go when you get more gashmius. Avram was ruchnius. Now when he gets more gashmius, I don't want a Toyota anymore. I'm going to get a Lexus. I'll get the Lexus of camels. I'll get a three-humped camel. I'll get my Lexus of camels. No. You're the same person. Right now I saw someplace that the lottery is like $1.2 billion.
$1.6,
$1.5. It says someplace that the chances for the person who wins it are that he will commit suicide within 5 years. What? Huh? Yeah, very high. Yeah, because when you change your lifestyle, your life changes. You got to change your lifestyle. Don't change your lifestyle. All of you, you're here, and you are going to graduate. You are going to graduate. Then what's going to happen? Remember, don't let... You're going to get a job in the Big Four or Big Three or Big what? Big Four. And you're going to be making, you know, like all this money. Oh, I'm the man. You know, I don't need my friends anymore. Like, Yaakov, get out of here. You're not my friend anymore. No cake for you. You know, no, be the same person. Avram was the same person when he was rich and he was poor. The other pshat is, lots of times on your way up, people help you. People help you and help you and help you. When you're up there already, now you're up there, don't forget all the people that helped you. Don't forget all the people that helped you. Avram says, I got the money now. I can go to the Hilton. But the Red Roof Inn owner helped me. The Broach Motel owner helped me. I can't. I have to have a car satov. I have to go back. You know, many, many people here helped you, Johnny. Helped and helped and helped. Don't forget us. Do not forget us. Okay? We helped you and invite me to your son's bris. Yeah. Can't wait. Hillel's getting bar mitzvah this weekend. I mean, I spoke at his Pidna Ben. I've been there him for forever. I was the first one to say mazel tov to him. At exactly 5:50 at the shkia last night, I went upstairs and I knocked on his door and I said, mazel tov, Hillel, right now you are bar mitzvah and I'm the first one to say mazel tov to you. Yeah. But don't forget the people. Don't forget, you know, a lot of people look, it's like you step on the people going up. You just step them and squish them. You didn't step on anybody. They helped you. Please remember them. Invite me to your weddings, okay? Good. There's this whole thing. I say this all the time, every year, but I don't know if everyone remembers. That people always ask me, why do a lot of people don't want to put their pictures on their resume? You know? A lot of girls don't want pictures on resumes. This whole thing about pictures and resumes. Girls' pictures and resumes. And I always tell people, tell me, they don't even show the face, okay? Guys just want to see picture and resume to know if she's obese or not, okay? That's why, but let me talk about pictures and resumes for a minute. It says in Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalet, V'hikavah Avram Mitzrayim, when Avram came in Mitzrayim, V'yiru HaMitzrayim Es Isha, Ki Yafi Ma'od. I'm sorry, wrong Pasuk. V'hiki Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'hikash Hikavah Avram Mitzrayim, when they were coming close to Mitzrayim, V'yomah Sari Ishle, Avram said to Sari, Hinana Yadati Ki Ishi Yafas Marat. Wow, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. So now, Rashi tells you a story that you know from when you're a little kid. Rashi says, "Medrash Agada, Ad Achshav Al Hikar Ba." He never knew what she looked like. Mitok Sneis Shemish Neim, Ba'Achshav Hikar Ba Aidei Ma'isa. And now a story happened. And he saw her. What was the story that happened that he saw her?
Yeah, what
was the story? With the water, right? He was walking, there was a river that had to ford. He looked at the river, he saw a reflection in the river, and he saw she was beautiful. Okay? Now, the question about 10 years ago, someone in the yeshiva came up to me and said, Rebbe, Avram kept the whole Torah, didn't he? I said, yes, he did. He kept everything, even the Rabbanans. They said, well, there's a Rabbanan that you're now to marry a girl without looking at her, without seeing her. So how could it say here that Avram didn't see Sarah? He finally saw her reflection. But, you know, how did he get married to her if he didn't see her? That was his question. Good question, right? How did he get married to her? So I told him, let me tell you what Pshat is here. Lots of times you see a girl and you marry a girl, you like her, you want to marry her. Lots of times the first time you go out with her, she doesn't look that great. The second time you go out with her, she's a little better. I had a shidduch I read here in yeshiva to a guy where the first time he came back, he said, Rebbe, I don't like her looks. I said to him, enough not to go out a second time? He said, okay, Rebbe, I'll go out a second time. He went out a second time, he came back and said, Rebbe, it's not bad as I thought. It's still not good. I said, why don't you go a third time? After six times, he came and said, Rebbe, wow, you read me to the most beautiful girl in the world. You know, this happened. And why did it happen? Because when you have a relationship with a girl, you see a girl, you're not looking at her outer beauty. You're looking at her chain. You know what chain is? What's it? What's chain?
Favor.
What?
Favor.
Her aura. What her eyes look like. The sparkle in her eye. You see a sparkle in her eye. You get to see into her neshama. You get to see into her neshama. You see the sparkle. You see. Now, really, Avram did know what Sarah looked like. How did he know what Sarah looked like? He saw her. He found it in. He saw her before the wedding. But he never knew she was beautiful. Because I love Sarah. I see the sparkle in her eye. But then for the first time he saw a picture. For the picture, you don't see the sparkle in the eye. You don't see anything. Well, you see the picture. He saw the picture and says, hey, she really is beautiful. I gotta be careful. I got to be careful about the mouth and the triumph. That's what the picture is. When you look at a picture, she's not beautiful. But if you look at her, you meet her personally, you look at her eyes, and you see a sparkle in her eyes, she might be beautiful. That's why girls don't want a boy to have a picture from Avram Avinu. Yes?
So there was a girl in the story called
Uba? I was going to say, you stole my joke.
I don't like it. I gotta do it now. Go. Not bad. It was a girl, I think, from West Hempstead. Okay. Go, Lil Reba. Oh. Okay. You know, there's this funny story of Avraham Avinu and the idols. You know, you always learn this story when you're a kid. Avraham Avinu and the idols, right? He put the food down and then he broke all the idols. Rav Chaim Volozhin says, these stories are also Torah. And the question is, what do you mean these stories are Torah? It's a story. The Torah? But the Gemara learned something from here. The Gemara says, Kol Ritzinusa Aser. Ritzinus is Aser. Chizbut Tzinus Levodah Zara. You must make Tzinus Levodah Zara. I don't have a lot of time, but I just want to tell you the idea. You could know it's wrong. You could know it's wrong. But when you're living in a certain, you're living in a certain group of people, you're living in a certain environment, it gets to you. Even though you're wrong, but maybe, and little by little, it gets you, it rubs off on you. What's the only way to do it, to fight that? Litzanus. This is crazy. This is a craziness. I'm not a crazy person. This is crazy. This is disgusting. I'm not a disgusting person. So that's why Avraham Avinu, we learn Torah from this story. We learn Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem. Avraham Avinu by himself believed in Hashem. Avraham Avinu was the first person to believe in Hashem. He still had to make Litzanus of Avodah Zarah because he says, I might give in. I might do what everyone else does. But if I feel you're a crazy person, I won't be crazy. I won't be disgusting. For us today, there's so many things that are like that. So many things. One of the things I always talk about, and you guys always talk about, it's so easy to go to the computer and start off from email and then go to YouTube and then go on from there. Right? It's very easy to do that. It's very easy. You know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. While you're doing it, you know, I shouldn't be doing this. But we live in a sexualized environment and it happens. What do you got to do? You got to listen to this. You got to say, it's disgusting. I don't want to be a disgusting person. This is crazy. I don't want to be a crazy person. That's what Avraham Avinu had to do that. Of course, we have to do it. You have to talk yourself into that if I do this, I'm crazy. If I do this, I'm disgusting. I'm not a human being. That's the only way to stop it. Without that, you'll do it anyway. Johnny, we're going to miss you. When Johnny comes marching home again. Hurrah, hurrah. Johnny, I'm going to eat a piece of your goodbye cake. We love you and we'll miss you. Have a great Shabbos, everybody. What?
See you on Monday?
See you?
See you on Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, all.
Right, Johnny's not going to be here. See you on Monday.
Oh, we
can
do the announcement about the...
Oh, one second. Make an announcement.
I'm doing it? Okay, fine. So, like we've done, and like we tried to do at the beginning of this year, and in the last couple of years, we've done a Chazara Chabura. Now, Yonatan Katz and Sam Davis are taking over. They're going to be the ones in charge. I'll still help you if you need help, but the way it's going to work is every single night, 9:45 to 10, Baruch, you're going to do a quick Chabura and a Seder in the Beis Medrash. Very quick, it'll be food. Maybe sometimes Thursday nights, we're going to be having Cholent after. I'll give a short Parsha thing. And also, every single time you give, if you actually present and you come consistently, you'll get a $10 Sofra gift card courtesy of Rebbe.
Yes, for every time you give.
Every time you give. So if you give three times, how much is that? $30. Yeah, excellent. Very good. Yeah.
It sounds like that game. Was it Jeopardy or something? $20,000.
No, it's $10.
That is not about it.
You might do it. Give 700, you know. Every Kabura, that's the end.